What is the time now?
7:07.
Huh? 7:07. Oh, my God. Correct. Good. Who has made the Charanamrita? Huh? Who has made Charanamrita? Who is he? Who is he? I want to know. Oh, you have no responsibility. You have added salt and instant sugar. Why? No, you should not make any more. One should responsible should make it. Somebody is in charge. This is great mistake. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Chant.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Param
Akama, Sarvakama, Ola. Moksha Kama, Udaradhi. Pitrena, Bhakti Yogena. Jageta, Purusham Param. Akama, Sarvakama, Ola. Moksha Kama, Udaradhi. Pitrena, Bhakti Yogena. Jageta, Purusham Param.
Very good.
Akama sattva kamova. Moksha kama udaradhi. Moksha kama udaradhi. Tidrena bhakti yogena. Tidrena bhakti yogena. Jageta purusham param. Jageta purusham param. Akama sattva kamova. Moksha kama udaradhi. Jivena bhakti yogena. Jageta purusham param. Akama sattva kamova. Moksha kama udaradhi. Jivena bhakti yogena. Jageta purusham param.
Akama sattva kamova.
Akama sattva kamova.
Moksha kama udaradhi.
Moksha kama udaradhi.
Jivena bhakti yogena.
Jivena bhakti yogena.
Jageta purusham param.
Jageta purusham param.
That's all right. Now, what meaning?
When was transcendent all material desire?
Modern intelligence.
Vrena.
Translation. A person who has broader intelligence, who may be full of all material desire, or may be without any material desire, and who also desires liberation, by all means must worship the Supreme Whole Personality of Godhead.
So, this is our conclusion. There are three classes of men, human beings. Not with hands and legs, actually human beings, those who know what is the purpose of life. The purpose of life, the first basic principle of our life is that we have come here in this material world for becoming master. Lording it over the materiality. Although we cannot do it, that is our desire. They are called sarvakam. There is no limit of desires. Anyone, you find out ordinarily in this world, you ask him, what is your ultimate desire? There is no limit. Therefore, it is sarvakam. Prayantupasitam. Till the time of death, there is desire. Dying man, he is also desired. I have seen it practically. One gentleman in Allahabad, he was contemporary of our age, he was dying at the age of 54 years, then he was crying and he was requesting the doctor. He was a very weak man. My dear doctor, can you not give me at least 4 years life? So I could finish my program. The nonsense, what is your program? You see? I've seen it. don't move leg like that. So, therefore they are called sarvakam. There is no end. He does not know he is going to die and he thinks that doctor can prolong his life. Is it possible to prolong life? Not for a second. When you are destined to die, you must die. Mittu sarva harasya hum. His death is Krishna. He cannot defy Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna says, mittu hum. Sarva harasya. Just like Prahlad Maharaj's father. He was so proud and he was confident, I have taken benediction from Brahma. I live forever. So he was very much proud. Just like Kurmis, they also think, oh, when there will be disease and there will be point of death, I shall take care. Very nicely. There are so many good physicians. I shall call them and they give me life. So this is demonic. You cannot protect yourself by so-called science, physician, or power. It is not possible. Because the death is Krishna. Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, all many demons, they thought it that we shall live forever. So anyone who is thinking like that, he is a demon. He cannot stop that. Mrityu sarva harasya aham. If you don't give to Krishna, then Krishna will appear just like Nishinkare, and he will take away everything from you and kill you. That's now who can challenge? Who is there who can challenge Krishna? No, nobody can. That is Krishna. So, the sarvakama, so up to the end of life, all these politicians, we have seen Gandhi in our country, Jawaharlal Nehru. He was attacked, heart attack, several times. And doctor said, within a week, he had to go. He still was going to the hillside to recoup his health. And when he was on the point of death, he was brought to New Delhi and died. So after the point of death, he was thinking that I must remain a prime minister, otherwise the whole thing will be lost. In my absence, if I am not on the seat, then everything will be lost. This is Maya. Gandhi was thinking like that. He agitated his political movement against the British rule. The British had went away. I requested him that now you have got Swaraj and you are so respectable in the world. You take this propaganda to preach Bhagavad Gita. No. You still stick to this politics. Unless you are killed. You are killed, you know. So this is the propensity, sarva-kama. There is no end of their desires. No end. They are called sarva-kama. So here it is recommended. Akama, just the opposite. Akama is kinchan. They have finished all this nonsense, material desires. Vaishnava. That you have taken sannyas, it is supposed that you have finished all your material desires. This is called akama. Just the opposite. And the other side, sarva-kama. There is no end of desire, material desires. So, that they recommend. Alright, you may be sakama. Sakama means without end of any desires, full of desires. And between these, then there are moksha kama. So, sakama, sarva kama, kurmi. Those who are working very hard, like animals. Animals are meant for working hard. But now, men are being educated to work like animals. Animals, there is no end. So they are called karmis. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has designated these animals, these kurmi animals, who are working very, very hard, just like hogs and dogs. They have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as murha. Murha, laskar, foolish. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained why they are murha. This means they want some eating, sleeping, mating. But why so much hard work? No eating, sleeping, mating, they just see the bird, they are free. They don't work at night at least. But human beings, day and night. Night also, night duty. I shall get some more money. So there is no end. How they can be happy? They are simply thinking of that I shall work very hard and I shall get money and enjoy my senses. So where is the question of happiness? The karmis cannot have happiness because their method is to work hard. How they can be happy? Similarly, jnanis, moksha kama, after being disgusted that I worked so hard throughout my whole life, I could not get peace. Therefore, it is false. Jagat mithya. Mithya means false. This is Shankaracharya philosophy. Jagat mithya. Mithya means false. Brahma sat. Now let me search out where is Brahma and become one with it. That is also another labor. Speculating, they have to interpret all these Vedic literature to make God dead, void, impersonal, nullified. So they have to gather their arguments, and that is another labor, hard labor. So they are also working hard. Yogis, they want to show some magic. I can walk on the water. I can fly in the air without any airship. I can go this planet, that planet. Yogis can do that. They have got this magical power. I can create immediately gold. And if you can show these magical trees, immediately you get so many. But that kind of yogi also very yet to be found. And now in your country, yogi means who can show some gymnastics, that's all. So they are also working hard. Because they have got karma. The yogi, he wants to be very popular by showing magic. Because general people, they cannot walk on the water. But if somebody can walk on the water, millions of people immediately go to the Pacific Ocean to see. So therefore they want siddhi. Actually, there are yogis in Siddha Loka. Without any flying machine, they can go from one planet to another. Dudbhasa Muni, he went. Within a year, he came back. He went to Vaikuntha planet. Yogi, great yogi. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. But he was not excused. He went to beg pardon so that he may be saved from the Sudarshan Chakra. So he went to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and all big demigods, please save me. The Sudarshan Chakra is after me. So everyone say, we are unable to do anything. You can go to Lord Vishnu. So he went to Lord Vishnu, he saw him, he talked with him. And Lord Vishnu also said, I cannot do it. You must go to Ambarish Maharaj and fall down on his feet and beg his pardon. Then you can be saved. So this is the position. Ambarish Maharaj was a devotee. He did not know anything. He was simply depending on Krishna. So just see, he is powerful. And even the yogis are not so powerful as the devotees. Why? Because devotees fully surrender to Krishna. Fully surrender, if Krishna likes, he will save me. Otherwise, I don't try for myself. I have to simply serve Krishna, that's all. And Krishna takes charge of his saving. And when Krishna wants to kill, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Ordinary. Not ordinary, but a simple boy. And how much torturing was going on upon him by his father. But he was saved by Krishna. Ultimately, when it was intolerable, then he appeared and killed the rascal. So, therefore, devotees are akama. They don't have any desire. Even in greatest danger, they do not ask Krishna. That is pure devotion. Annavilasita sunnam. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asanta. Krishna bhakta nishkam atayev shanta. Shanta means peaceful. Who is peaceful? Only Krishna bhakta, devotee of Krishna. He is peaceful. Others, no. They cannot be peaceful. Why? That there is demand. The karmi is wanting to lord it over this material world. The jnani is wanting to become one with God. The yogi is wanting some wonderful power. So there is wanting. It may be a different category, but there is demand. But akama, he has no demand. He doesn't want anything from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching it. Nadananga janangana sundaring kavitama jagadisha kam. I don't want money. I don't want followers. I don't want nice wife. These things are wanted by materialists. A devotee simply wants to give me the chance of serving. Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Radharani. Krishna, Lord, you are both present here. Kindly give me the chance to serve you. That's all. This is a kama. Rakama, they have no other business. But simply to serve Krishna. Mama janvani janvani sare bhagatad bhakti rahoi tukitai. My dear Lord, I don't want anything. But give me this facility that I may engage in your service. Therefore. So, Bhagavad recommends, see, even though you are a fool number one, you are demanding from Krishna, sarva kama, or moksha kama, still you worship Krishna. Don't go to other demigods. Because we have seen the least of demigods. If you want, the expectation is there. If you want this, you worship this deity. If you want this, you worship this deity. But they are all kamas. And the Bhagavad Gita, this kami, these lusty persons have been condemned. Kamasrasta hitogyana. Hitogyana, lost of all intelligence. That means lustiness. In good language, it is hitogyana. One who has lost his intelligence. The hitogyana is explained by Vishnu Chakravarti, nastabuddhaya. Nastabuddhaya, no intelligence. No intelligence. Why no intelligence? No, that is not explained in Bhagavad Gita. Altava tu phalamatesa. The benediction they get from the demigods. Just like it is recommended, we have read it, that if you want beautiful wife, you worship Uma. If you want very strong sexual power, then you worship Indra. So this is prescription is there. But they are foolish, quite foolish. Just suppose you get very beautiful wife, and very strong sex power, then how long you will enjoy it? Antavastu phalamtesa. It will end. 5 years, 10 years, even in living condition, if you have become old, 70 years, 80 years old, then what he will do with beautiful wife? There will be no more sex power. Vidhasa taruni vaja. Vidhasa, these are useless. When one has become old, to have a young wife is troublesome for him. So therefore, we should not desire anything material. They are all temporary. It will finish. It will finish. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same thing that Krishna Chaviraj say, Krishna de bhaji seva rachyato. Anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness, takes the shelter of Krishna, he is the perfect intelligent man. He is the first. So, here it is recommended that you fools, you rascals, akama, sarvakama, sarva, not akama, sarvakama, moksha kama. You are all restless. Therefore, Vasudeva is advising all right, even though you are restless, you are full of desires, you are full of becoming one with the Supreme, still you worship Jagita Purusam Param, the Supreme Personality of God. Still into that. That is the ring of it. Don't go to others. Now, the question is, the bhakti means annavilasita sunnam. One must be free from all kinds of desires. That is pure. Now it is recommended here, the sarvakama, mokshakama, those who are desiring for all material opulences, those who are desiring for becoming liberated, so they are not annavilasita sunnam. They are desired. How they can be bhakta? How they can be devotee? Because devotee is pure. Yes, no. How come? And why it is recommended? The recommendation is there also for demigods. That is freedom. The Shastra is giving you all freedom. If you love it, you do this. But ultimately, gives his instruction, just like Krishna. He has performed so many things. Jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, karma yoga. But at the end, he says, sarva-dharmān parityajya, māmeva. So we give up all these nonsense, simply surrender. That is the ultimate instruction. So that means Shastra gives you freedom. At the same time gives you chance. Shastra is not. This time we are free. And the state laws are there. And we are free to violate it or to abide by it. Similarly, all the Shastras, everything is there. And the freedom is also there. Not, the ultimate freedom, but there is freedom, a small freedom. We can make our choice. Here also the same thing, Vasudev is giving, at least, that if you want this, you worship this demigod, Janti Deva Prata Divan. Pitri in Janti Pitri Bhataha. But if you are intelligent, Udaradhi, very intelligent, then in spite of, despite all your desires, you become Krishna conscious. You go to Krishna. Purusham Param. Who is Purusham Param? Krishna. Arjuna accepts them. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhama, all Param, Supreme, Purusham, you are the Supreme Person. The same thing, Purusham, Param, the Brahma Sangita, Ishara, Parama, Krishna, this Param, Supreme, superlative is Krishna in every respect. He is the Supreme Power. Purushottama. Uttama. Nobody gets at that, Krishna. So, here it is recommended that even if you have got desires, all kinds of desires, there are varieties of desires. Even you want Jnana Siddhi, Yoga Siddhi, Karma Siddhi, Dhyana Siddhi, simply go to Krishna. That's all. Jat Karosi, Jat Juhosi, Krishna also says, Jat Karosi, you want to do something, this is all activities, either you are Karmi, Jnani, a Yogi, there are activities. The meditation, so-called meditation, that is also another activity, mental activity. So, why it is recommended like that? They are not devotees. They are Sagotama. If they go to worship Krishna, that is, there is facility. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he was Sarvakama. He wanted material happiness. He was insulted by his stepmother. He determined that I shall have such kingdom which even my father also did not enjoy. My father's wife has insulted me, I shall show him. This kind of determination is there, and that I shall show him. So it was Sarvakama. When Narad approached Dhruva Maharaj and informed me, my dear boy, you are a prince, you are so delicate, you cannot accept these troubles of living in the jungle. It is very, very difficult. Great sages, they could not. You better go home. And when you get old, when time will be right, you can come. Now you go home. So he was a son of Kshatriya, he was so determined. He said, my dear sir, I thank you for your instruction. But I am so rascal, I cannot accept. Just, I am Kshatriya. Your, this Brahminical instruction will not be acceptable by me. So if you can give me any mantra by which I can see the Supreme Lord, just talk of that. I want to see. Yes. Then Narada Muni saw, he is so determined, he is not going back. Then he gave him, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chant this. And he saw Krishna, Vishnu, within 6 months, was so determined. And, but when Krishna offered him, now, you ask me what it is like, you can take from me here. And I've done so much severe austerities, you can take. So, you are sorry. Now, Samin Kitathos me, Barangana Jate. My dear Lord, I have no more any desire. I don't want it. I want everything. Not only everything, more than everything. I have seen you. So I don't want anything. You see, this chance is there. Even with your karma, desires, you execute devotional service, make connection with the Supreme Lord. A time will come, you will become akam. No more. A time will come. Therefore it is a command. Not that Sarvakama goes to Krishna and simply bothers him, give me this, give me this. No. Let him talk like that, give me that. Krishna will see to that. But by devotional service, if he comes in contact with Krishna seriously, then time will come, he will become akam. Therefore it is a comment. Not that it is advised that you go to Krishna and ask all nonsense from him. That is not pure devotion. Pure devotion is akam. Nothing. Nadananga janangana sundaring kavidanga. So it is recommended here only that a devotee, even he is foolish in the beginning, to ask from Krishna all material facilities, still when he is engaged in devotional service, when he comes to the perfectional state, or when he comes in contact with the pure devotee, he gives us all this nonsense. And as a pure devotee, he simply engages himself without any return, without any profit, in the service of the Lord. Thank you. Chant Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.